Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:32 British Summer Time. Today is May 29th. Well, today was a rather interesting day from a number of perspectives. The reason for the early audio is because it's Memorial Day in the USA and Wall Street is closed. We saw in Asia this morning an upside key day reversal on the China Shanghai A-share market. That is coming at exactly the right place to constitute another higher reaction low for that market. An additional indicator is that the banking sector is outperforming very slightly. It's also showing a rounding characteristic that would be consistent with base formation development. Monetary policy in China has been restrictive since the latter half of 2009. And the spread between the 10-year and the 2-year got right down to zero, which in just about every other country also would be considered a harbinger of recession. And in China, certainly, there's been a slowing economic growth. There's been the massive pressure put on the banking sector to improve their capital provision. And the stock market has certainly reflected a tightening environment. That spread has turned upwards. It would suggest that we've turned the corner in terms of monetary tightening turning towards monetary easing. The stock market is historically cheap. At valuations such as are evident right now, this has been classically a position where you see that markets generally tend to find support. So this is a rather interesting point in terms of where China could potentially be going. Mingsheng Bank is outperforming in no uncertain terms on the A-share market. The same can't be said for its H-share iteration based in Hong Kong, but the mainland share is probably the best performing of the Chinese banks and has very much a saucering characteristic which would be consistent with an accumulation phase in advance of an upward break. So that is well worth bearing in mind, particularly when we have such remarkably bearish sentiment towards China, and the majority of the people that I hear speaking on TV, and certainly in the reports that cross my desk, is that people take for granted that China's in a slowdown and that's not going to change anytime soon. The stock market, on the other hand, does suggest that demand is returning to dominance. The Australian market was stronger today by just under 1%. The financials index has had a progression of higher reaction lows for much of the year. It's pulled back very sharply over the last month, but it has found support where it needed to maintain that progression of higher reaction lows, and this is a reasonably good sign in here today. Elsewhere in Asia, the majority of markets were steadier. The Indian market was also a bit firmer in here today, and it is interesting that in line with the majority of Asian stock markets finding support in here today and rallying rather impressively, the dollar was weaker in here today. We saw a reasonably good bounce on the Asian dollar index. The Indonesian rupiah posted an upward dynamic today, and the dollar was a bit weaker against that currency. So when one looks at the Asian dollar index, it has pulled back to an area of potential support where it has encountered support on previous occasions. It's due a bounce, and the same can be said of a number of other stock markets. But what we need to see for the Asian dollar index is that it can rally back up and sustain a move back above the 200-day moving average. Now, from the current perspective, the likelihood of at least a short-term rally or a bounce has increased considerably. What it does subsequent to that will be the next important question. In Europe today, the majority of markets were relatively unchanged, but the Spanish index was down over 2%. That is obviously feeding through from the news of Bankia over the weekend and late last week. The IBEX was down over 2%. The Spanish banks continued to to pull back. Santander, for example, is testing its 2009 lows and was quite a bit weaker in here today. It's looking increasingly likely that some form of external assistance is going to be required in Spain. The spread of the Spanish 10-year over the German 10-year is in excess of 500 basis points. So that's in excess of where those bonds traded prior to Eurozone convergence. Whether assistance for Spain is formulated in the shape of a bailout or whether the rules are changed and the banks get bailed out directly via without the government having to absorb those debts is very much an open question. But what does appear likely is that Spain is increasingly likely to need some form of assistance. In Latin America, the Brazilian market, having posted a very large upper dynamic last week, gave up most of it in the latter half of the week and then rallied again on Friday, and it was up. It's up today 1 2/3%. The real is also starting to strengthen in here. It had become deeply oversold in the short term. It was due a relief rally. That relief rally appears to be getting underway, and that is lending some support to the stock market. The Argentinian index, which pulled back very sharply in April, because, not least, I suppose, because we had the nationalization worries spreading through the market. Well, the index has also found support there. So stock markets have become oversold in the short term. We are seeing at least a bounce in here. I think the extent to which the dollar loses some of its rally and where it next finds support will be a key arbiter in how much some of these markets can rally additionally. The continuous commodity index, which is an unweighted index of commodity prices, is really quite oversold in the short term and particularly relative to the 200-day moving average. So far, its bounce has been pretty dead cat-ish, and it really does require a strong upper dynamic to suggest that short covering is underway and that demand is beginning to return. That's another index which would really need to take out its medium-term progression of lower rally highs, get back above its 200-day moving average, to suggest that demand is returning in the medium term. What is looking likely at present is that it is due at least a short-term bounce. Whereas commodities have been hit particularly hard over the last month, we are starting to see now that there is a breakdown in some of the commonality that's there, and most of these commodities were closed in here today. But wheat prices rallied rather well from the upper side of the underlying trading range on Friday. Robusta coffee has found support in the region of the upper side of its underlying range and rallied well on Friday. Palm oil posted an upward dynamic on Friday, and the oil price has at least steadied here as it approaches $100 on Brent and $90 on West Texas Intermediate. There's nothing in the way of an upward dynamic to suggest that oil is doing anything other than pausing in this region of potential support. A clear upward dynamic would really be required to lend credence to the support building hypothesis in this area. Natural gas has posted its largest rally in almost 2 years over the last month. That rally was about 75 cents, and previous to this, any rally it's put in was approximately 50 cents. It has been pulling back over the last few days. We're going to find out pretty soon whether it can find support at a progressively higher level, and that would really help to bolster the bottoming hypothesis in natural gas. I suspect that given the fact that natural gas has had this bigger rally and it's broken the short-term downtrend, that it is going to find support at a progressively higher level, and that we have probably seen a medium-term bottom in natural gas prices. Gold today was relatively unchanged. It was as high as 1583 intraday, but it's closing out the day around 1573. It's also rallied from the December and September lows. It needs to do better than it has already done. So far, the bounce has been relatively consistent with a little bit of short covering, but it needs to do more to really suggest that demand is returning to dominance beyond the very short term. And gold shares, which a number of which were down in excess of 60%, have also bounced in here. They are such has been that the degree to which they had become so very oversold, they are due an additional bounce. Whether they then find support at a progressively higher level remains to be seen. U.S. Treasuries were a little bit weaker in here today, but when we look at the charts from an objective perspective, then JGBs pulled back, found support in the region of the upper side of the previous range, and rallied in here today. That's a bullish pattern. Euro bunds continue to trend higher. Gilts were relatively unchanged in here today, and U.S. Treasuries remain very close to their peaks. So while there's some of these government bonds have got a short-term overbought condition, there isn't a great deal of bearish activity out there to support the case for an imminent decline in those prices and a rise in yields. This remains a difficult environment. The volatility that we've had has been debilitating for investor sentiment. We've seen that short-term overbought conditions have developed. A number of the better-performing markets have pulled back into the region of their 200-day moving averages. Shares that fall into that category range from IBM to McDonald's. And provided they can find support in the current region, then the medium-term uptrend can continue to be given the benefit of the doubt. But they will need to find support in the current region. We are at a point now where that some of the best performing markets and some of our favorite sectors, those that are leveraged to the growth of the global consumer and the autonomies, have pulled back enough that they're back to an area of potential support. They're back to a place where if they're going to remain consistent, then demand will return in this area. If they fail here, then it does suggest that we're going to move into a deeper corrective phase, that volatility is more likely to increase in that environment, and then the potential for additional declines will the potential will be raised quite considerably. So we're at an important juncture for a number of these markets, and this is exactly the time where one wants to really monitor what is going on, because sentiment is very bearish. There's an awful lot of cash on the sidelines, and people have had their confidence shaken. So it's not generally the time to become increasingly bearish when the market is at the stage that it is right now. Once we do start to see evidence that support is being found, particularly for some of those better performing shares, then we'll be in a much better position to be considerably more bullish and to suggest that we're in the region of a medium-term low for a number of markets. But until we see that evidence, then we have to remain that little bit more cautious. And I think with that, I'll leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.